I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Padres, Marlins, game two of the series tonight at 6:40. Sammy Levitt will have your EcoWater SoCal pregame show for you at 5:40. And, of course, EcoWater SoCal brings you the manager's report with Mike Shildt this Friday at 9 a.m. He is set to go. He told us yesterday, you got me on Friday. I said, we absolutely do, Skip. You can try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month by going to EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And the Padres did mention last night, again, I will say it one more time, I don't know if it's true this morning, but as of last night, they still had some tickets available for tonight's giveaway game at the ballpark. It's been pretty rare, tough to get seats at Petco Park this season, but Padres.com/tickets, if you want to go tonight, first 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a military hoodie giveaway brought to you by Soapy Joe's. Limited tickets, again, available at Padres.com/tickets if you're looking for a night at the old ball yard on a Tuesday.
Well, I will be there. I can't wait.
Could not wait for this. So we're going to wait no longer. Let Frankie take things over with his edition of the Italian Paul Randall Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition the Randall Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Randall Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Take this it away. This is going to be fun because I did not prepare for this.
Uh-oh. All right,
so we're fine.
That's
we're,
what you want to hear.
We're good, though.
Definitely would have.
Well, I knew basically what you guys wanted to hear. And every time I tend to be on this show when there's a big racing event going on. And there was plenty of those this weekend.
It's uncanny. Frankie is our racing guy here on 97.3 The Fan. There's no doubt. He is by far the most knowledgeable when it comes to motorsports of any employee at this station.
But it's uncanny that he's absolutely right. Every time he's in, it's because there's always some big race.
And that's exactly what we had this week.
Three of them, really, right?
Yes, the Sunday, Memorial Day Sunday, is the biggest weekend in racing. The Monaco Grand Prix for Formula One in the morning, the Indianapolis 500 for IndyCar in the afternoon. And then you have NASCAR's Coca-Cola 600 at night, and that's exactly what we saw. A great race in Monaco, saw Lando Norris win that race.
His first win in
the Principality in his career. Then you saw Alex Palou become the first Spaniard to ever win the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday afternoon. And then a great, fantastic NASCAR race the Coke 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Ross Chastain, unfortunately, passing my guy William Byron with five laps to go. Byron led 283 of the 400 laps and did not win the race, finished second.
So
Chastain took the win.
Couple questions.
Yes.
Indy 500 has lost a bit of its luster in recent years, correct?
A little bit, not much. Fox did it no favors this year because Fox's sports broadcasting is just taking a nosedive, but yeah.
What's your thoughts on the traditional Indy 500 celebration of milk?
It's repugnant.
That's what I thought you'd
absolutely
say.
Repugnant. After I win a race, give me Pepsi. Anything other than a big glass of cold milk.
I'm sure there's some sort of reasoning and history behind it.
Yeah, what is it?
It started because one of the drivers, I forget who it was, that was his request after he won, was a glass of milk, and then it just became a thing. So now every year they showed it on Twitter this year. Drivers have a request. There's a request form that every driver fills out. What type of milk you want? Do you want it warm or cold after the race? And
you want a big vat
whole
of
milk,
warm...
2%, 1% skim.
Exactly.
You get to choose.
Can I get chocolate?
I don't know. Honestly,
it's stickier if you pour it on your. So, and then Fox tries to do this. I don't know if you're watching any of the Sunday baseball games.
Yes.
So they planted like fans in the stands at Saturday games to advertise their coverage in the Indy 500. So like the Dodgers-Mets game, they had a fan drinking milk and pouring it all
over
his head.
That's why they were doing that.
Yes.
They
had them in Boston, too. It wasn't necessarily a corporate plant.
Was it not?
It was, you're going to the game? Do you want to wear this shirt and do this for us and get paid?
That sounds like a corporate plan.
That's pretty much a corporate plan.
Well, no, it's not like they sent the guy to the game.
Someone grabbed someone to the game and said, hey, do you want to do this? We'll find you with the cameras. When something big happens, pour the milk all over your head.
Could I get breast milk?
It's on the form.
Heavy cream.
Camel milk?
Kangaroo milk?
No, I think it was whole 2% and skim, I think, were the three.
No chocolate.
Or maybe, I have nipples, Greg.
Maybe buttermilk might have been the third one. Buttermilk might have been the third one.
Buttermilk. Who on the planet is drinking a big glass of buttermilk?
I've sat in a hot car for hours.
I mean, that's a tradition.
I would pick apple juice, grape juice, not orange juice, water, Pepsi,
water.
Coke,
Here's the celebratory
water.
Delicious. The eco water celebration.
That's crazy. Dub J says, and I can't believe it too, man, 300,000 people.
Yeah, no, it's insane. I think it's like one in every 1,000 people in the United States is at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway that race.
It would be a good bit amongst your boys to be like, all right, bro, if you win, you have to get warm buttermilk. You have to. And you're like, no, all right, fine, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it for the fellas. I'll do it for the group chat. And you win it. You're like, oh, no, no. And then you just, I would retch all over the stage. Hot, warm buttermilk.
I'm convinced half of the guys don't even drink it. They just put it up to their lips
and they just
for
let
a
it
bit
flow.
And then just dump it. Because that's what it ends
Who
up
tried to do
most.
The double didn't work out this year.
Kyle Larson tried to do the double. He ended up crashing about halfway through Indy and then spun about a quarter of the way through the Coke 600 and then got wrecked maybe 50 laps later. So
Tony Stewart's ever pulled it off where he's finished both of them on the same day, I believe.
He did both races.
On the same day. Yeah. He had a helicopter to the airport, jet, helicopter to the race in Charlotte,
and then hop
right in the car and go.
1,100 miles, two different, completely different types of cars, disciplines
That's cool.
of racing.
That's
in
really
one
cool.
day.
Like Deion Sanders playing a football game in a baseball game.
That was 2001.
Yeah.
Speaking of football, a lot of people are excited about the new college football game that's coming out, the new college football video game.
Mm-hmm.
They found their cover athletes, apparently, today. Alabama's Ryan Williams and Ohio State's Jeremiah Smith will be the cover athletes for EA Sports College Football 26. They've also announced that real-life coaches have been licensed, and they will be in the game this year. It is the second edition for EA Sports College Football. Me and my friends went crazy for it last year because it had been
so long.
11, 12 years since the game had come out. But it's nice to see, even though it's EA Sports, it's nice to see progression in stuff like this.
No doubt. No doubt.
And I now every player gets paid, though, for using their likeness in the game now. Unless, I think, like, Arch Manning declined for some reason.
But he makes, like, $40 million a year anyway.
There are some guys that opt out. And, no, Arch was in the game.
Oh, he was in the game. I thought he opted out.
But. No, there are some guys that have opted out. But, yeah, no, most of them are in the game.
Does it have USC running from Notre Dame in the game like they're doing in real life?
Probably. I mean, you probably make it seem that way. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
All right, so, talks amongst yourselves as I...
No, we're good.
I'll give you a second, because I wanted to bring this story up when Jesse was joining us, and I didn't have time at the end of the hour. So he talked about Victor and Victor Mesa, his brother, Victor, and great Victor, man, who's on the Marlins. And it reminded me of one of my favorite stories when I used to cover the Chargers. Nicest guy, Malcolm Floyd, was one of their wide receivers. His name was spelled oddly, though, as M-A-L-C-O-M, not the usual with
the
Malcolm.
L, Malcolm.
So his parents, when he was, before he was born, mom was pregnant with him, he had an older brother. And his older brother was named Malcolm in the normal sense, M-A-L-C-O-L-M. And the parents, in order to kind of get the older brother kind of into it, said, we're going to let you name your younger brother, whatever you want. And he wanted him to name Malcolm as well. So they just changed the spelling.
No
so
kidding.
Malcolm Floyd's older brother is also named Malcolm, just spelled differently because he spelled it. You know, his brother said, I want him also named Malcolm.
Malcolm.
I don't know the Victor and Victor story, but that's an interesting one.
Victor is awesome. What's the last name?
Mesa.
Victor Mesa. That's fantastic.
All right. So this one I saw over the weekend. Tyrese Halliburton's dad, John, was allowed to attend game 4 between the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks. Fortunately, he saw, was it a...
He will be allowed
to face tonight. I thought it was the 29th for whatever reason. Halliburton missed 8 games since a decision was made by the Pacers front office following a contest, an on-court confrontation with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes. Yeah, we had this in last month when he went on the floor after the game and taunted Giannis after the Bucks lost at the end of the series, and like he's standing there on the court.
Yeah, he's like Ryan Weathers' mom on Twitter.
It's dad exactly of Tyrese the Halliburton thing. And they said, we can't have you come in any more games if you're going to do that. Now, they've apparently lifted the ban.
Yes.
Have him sitting up, though not near the court.
No, you want him down so you can watch him. Keep your eyes on him to make sure. I'll give him one more chance.
Too close to the players.
He's not going to mess this up.
He can't
now.
Do anything bad if he's up in a suite or something.
But he can't mess this up now.
I wouldn't think so.
You also got to think, it's heightened emotions as well. It's playoffs. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. They just lost to my Knickerbockers. And now, when Jalen Brunson drops 50 tonight...
Ooh.
He might have something to say to somebody.
I know the probably the powers that be in the NBA would love to see the Knicks, because an Oklahoma City potentially Indiana finals is not exactly big markets.
That's why you play the games.
So David Silver's hair fall right out.
Adam Silver.
Wait. Adam Silver. David Silver was on 90210.
Play the keyboard.
Yeah. Things have gone bad for him. David Faustine. Is that his name? No, that's Bud from Married with Children.
Austin Green.
Yeah, what's his name? Adam Silver.
He's the commissioner of...
Make his hair fall right out.
NBA. He doesn't have any hair.
Already bald. Adam Silver Klug.
Now, I think the point was made that it's not going to end the world of basketball fans if Indiana and Oklahoma City make the finals. TV executives aren't happy.
I don't care.
I mean, it doesn't really. Basketball will survive 2 small market teams making it to the finals.
What happens if the Knicks win?
What's that series at? 2-1 Pacers?
2-1 Pacers.
2-1 Pacers. Yeah. What happens if the Knicks win? Then Knicks fans will actually have something to gloat about instead of, you know, a 1973 world championship.
Been a long time.
Yeah, 70. I think it was 69 and 72, 73.
I mean, they're hoping at least to get him in the finals with all the celebrities, Spike Lee and Ben Stiller. And
bro, what's with Bob Dylan Timothy Chalamet. He's like the new Jack Nicholson. Every time they show, they're like, look, there's Timothy Chalamet, like losing his mind on the side.
Oh, I don't know, man. So while we're having this existential crisis, I will bow out and I'll get back to my editing.
Frankie's Knicks. He's a Knicks fan.
Yes.
Yeah, Brandon wants to know in the chat. Knicks guy.
Well, who's your hockey team? Islanders.
Islanders. He's Islanders. Islanders guy. What? So Knicks and Islanders. Why not Knicks Rangers?
Because I have some level of class.
Wow. Whoa! No, holy smokes!
The first ever hockey game I went to was Islanders Oilers.
Oh, that makes sense.
So Islander fan grew from that.
Did you live on Long Island?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Sort of funny story about Buck Showalter when he was manager of the Mets.
Probably more than one.
There
were a couple.
Well, they asked him where he lived, and he said, I don't know. I just put it in the GPS. Somewhere out on Long Island. They have a lot of unpronounceable type city names.
Because a lot of it's the Native Americans.
He didn't know how to say where he lived, so he just said, I don't know where I live.
Massapequa or something?
I just put it in the GPS and I get home. I don't know where I live.
Massapequa, Ronkonkoma, Patchogue, yeah.
Ronkonkoma? Oh my God. Yeah, I would have said the same thing.
Try don't spell ask where
it. I live on Long Island. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to tell you where I live.
Patchogue?
I just put it in the GPS.
The GPS that gets me home. Now, is that why, if you work in Queens like that, to live on Long Island, is that the best?
Queens is more or less, is considered the city.
It is, yeah.
But it's on the eastern side of the city, so you're coming in from Long Island that way.
Okay. Yeah. That's easy enough commute.
More or less, Suffolk County and Nassau County, that's Long Island. Queens is more or less considered.
Now, if you work in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium, you might live up more toward the Connecticut suburbs up where the nice golf courses and country clubs are there on the drive up toward Connecticut.
All named after Native Americans, right?
Like Brooklyn's technically on Long Island, it's connected to Long Island, but it's considered a part of the city, and then there's Staten Island that nobody cares about.
Well, there's your geography lesson on Ben and Woods, Italian Paul Report.
New York geography.
Love it. Thank you.
All right. We will come back. We can look ahead toward tonight's game, Padres. Also, anything else we missed for the weekend? Obviously, we talked a little basketball there, but we can catch all up. And then Dennis Lynn, our Lynnsider, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. So plenty still to get to. Quick timeout after traffic. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First,
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So, quickly want to wish good luck to Dua Uznali. She's an eighth grader who is representing San Diego at the Scripps National Spelling Bee right now. She won. So at Channel 10, we put the Spelling Bee on every year locally.
Yeah, it's good.
And
move.
She won the competition of all of San Diego County's middle school students and advanced to the Nationals, which are going on right now. And she has gotten through the preliminary rounds. They eliminate a bunch of people with the first couple of words. And I thought we could test both of you on the spelling bee words she just got in the Nationals. I mean, these are, you know,
okay,
for children.
All
you
right.
You were an English major.
I was.
Yep. You ready?
God, I'm ready.
All right. Telegnosis.
Could you use it in a sentence?
The witch doctor expressed telegnosis when he predicted the end of the world in 40 years.
Telegnosis.
Definition, knowledge of distant happenings obtained by occult or unknown means.
Country of origin?
Clairvoyance. Unknown.
Okay. Telegnosis.
Telegnosis.
T-E-L-E-G-K-N-O-S-I-S.
Ooh.
Telegnosis.
Okay.
Damn it!
Ding!
I thought telegnosis with just the G would be too easy.
It was too easy, but I think that's how they get them sometimes.
Because the way you said telegnosis.
You missed one.
I'm
You're
out.
Gone. You're
I'm done.
Done. All right, Frank, you ready?
Son of a...
Malfeasance.
Say cat, K-A-T,
damn it,
I'm out of
this
here.
One.
Oh, you could have done this one?
Yes.
What was it again? I'm sorry.
Malfeasance. An act of wrongdoing. Malfeasance.
Sentence, please.
The corrupt politician was accused of malfeasance for
embezzling,
stealing funds. Malfeasance.
M-A-L-P-H...
What?
I-S-A-N-C.
Not even close.
All right, can I steal?
Yeah, you steal.
M-A-L-F-E-A-S-A-N-C-E.
Yes,
malfeasance.
Correct. You were moving on to the next round.
I thought it was...
Did he say an H in there?
Yeah,
P-H instead of
an F.
Malfeasance. You guys both overthought your words a little bit.
P-H-R-A-N-K.
Like I said, my school day spelling bee was cat, K-A-T. I'm out of here.
That's it.
Oh, and Brandon, we should use one of these words. Telegnosis could be an incorporator.
It's a good one.
Next time would
yeah.
be a, not a bad one for Jesse. All right. It was an interesting weekend.
Oh, are we done? I wanted to do this all morning.
No, it's that's all
that's
she
all
got.
They get?
And she got into the quarterfinals, so she's moving on. Well, they have like hundreds of kids. They got to weed them out pretty quickly. Some interesting things over the weekend in Major League Baseball. Did you see Tarek Skubal, the history that he made? First ever 13 strikeout shutout with less than 100 pitches on Sunday. And surprisingly, it was his first career complete game as well. Cy Young Award winner had never even gone the distance in a game. That's how different baseball is today than it used to be when you can like win a Cy Young and not even throw one complete game in the course of a season. But he had an absolute outstanding effort on Sunday. And did you see the ball that O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates hit? That was also on Sunday. 122.9 miles per hour. the fastest ever recorded in the StatCast era since they had this information available in 2015.
I believe he beat himself, did he not?
He beat his own record. God. I think the next three after him are all Giancarlo Stanton. But he now has the two fastest balls ever hit.
So you want to pitch, off the bat. Kids. Yeah, so you want to pitch and have that potentially rocketing back at you at some point.
Some Shohei Ohtani news. He threw his first live pitching session for the Dodgers on Sunday.
Fantastic.
First one in almost 2 years. Also then led off the game that night with a home run and led off yesterday's game with another home run as the Dodgers beat the Guardians 7-2. Pitching-wise, though, Yoshinobu Yamamoto has been the one real success story for the Dodgers this year. He's looking like a Cy Young candidate. His ERA is at 1.97.
He's unreal now.
Ever since Game 5 of the National League Division Series against the Padres.
It's a great time to get it going, didn't he?
He is locked in now, and he's looking like one of the best pitchers in the league. Padres did move back into second place in the NL West, percentage points ahead of the Giants, who got shut down by Cater Montero and the Tigers yesterday in the opener to their series. Tigers got the win 3-1. Diamondbacks blanked the Pirates 5-0. They've been getting a great season from Eugenio Suarez,
yeah,
who had his 15th home run of the year. He's been a real threat. Frankie's Mets beat the White Sox 2-1. Needed sack flies in the 8th and 9th by Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor.
I was going to say, never in doubt.
To pull that one out of the fire. And our Texas Rangers, and I say are because of Skip Schumacher and Brett Boone and Bruce Bochy and Chris Young, they've been struggling again lately.
Yeah, not
lost
scoring
seven of eight. They lost to the Blue Jays 2-1. What was interesting about that game, Jacob deGrom, who's been really good, and he wasn't bad. He only went five innings, though. But he did not record a strikeout for the first time in his career
Crazy,
in any start.
Man. He's probably never done that in his whole life.
Yeah, probably not.
Honestly, yeah. Like Jacob deGrom pitching in high school definitely got a strikeout. Jacob deGrom pitching in rookies, minor A, definitely got a strikeout. To not get a K is very weird for him. He's such a punch-out pitcher.
And
listen, you know, I tell Padres fans this, and I was thinking about it over the weekend too. You look back at the last, 10 games, not great, 3-7 in the last 10, and you think, man, this team could have absolutely been buried if the Los Angeles Dodgers did what everybody expected them to do at the beginning of the season. Now, listen, they still may. You know, Benny, they're getting a lot of guys coming back. They have made moves, which I thought were pretty savvy, you know, the getting rid of the Chris Taylors of the world and getting rid of the Austin Barneses of the world for the Dalton Rushings and the Haesung Kims, and they're going younger. That being said, if you had asked a Dodger fan honestly, or a Padre fan honestly, after 54 games, what do you expect the division to be at? What would you have guessed? I said, all right, Memorial Day, man. How many games out are the same? It would have been more or less than seven.
I was going to say like five or six.
Yeah,
but five or six. But right around there. Yeah.
And the fact that the Padres are only two games out of the West, I mean, as bad as it seems, you have not been buried yet. They have not stepped on the throat. They still may. Very much so. They're getting a lot of guys back.
I don't think bad is the right word. The Padres have not been bad.
Did I say they've been bad? No, I don't think
you said
been
as bad as it seems.
As bad as it seems, yeah.
I mean, they're 8 games above 500.
Right.
And there aren't any... There aren't really any teams that are far and away better than that. I mean, the best record in baseball right now,
Tigers
at 35-20, 15 yeah. games above 500.
Phillies are still looking good.
Padres played the Tigers. They lost 2 of 3, but that was a very competitive series.
Yeah.
They could have won all 3 of those games. I mean, I don't see the Tigers as being heads and shoulders better than the Padres. I mean, they're as good right now. I mean, not the way they're playing the offense,
right,
but at their best, when we saw them early in the season, Padres are as good or better than any team in baseball. They have that in them to be, I think, a World Series contender. Now, they've got to play up to their potential. They need guys like Tatis and Arise and Merrill all hitting. And if they do, their pitching's been deep enough and good enough, they absolutely can win the World Series. Now, the Dodgers could get a lot better, as you're saying, as the season goes on. That would be my biggest concern. But
You can't worry about who may come back for them.
I mean, the Padres need to play well enough to get to the playoffs. If they do, and they lock it in, they could win the World Series this year.
Sure.
I don't even know that they're going to make the playoffs, but I can say, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but if they do, they've got the talent to potentially go all the way.
Yeah. I looked at it and I went, man, it's, you know, as dire as it has seemed the last 10 days or whatever, only winning 3 out of 10, you look at the standings, you're like, oh, all right, it's not that bad. Still very much in this fight in the NL West. And, you know, I think it's a testament to how underachieving the Dodgers may be. And, you know, stacking some of those wins early certainly helped San Diego Padres. We told them to do it. They did it. And now you just got to figure out how to get guys back, get guys healthy. And the guys that are in the lineup, how do you get them to produce? You know, it's the gazillion-dollar question.
All right, final segment of the show will be reserved for our Linsider, Dennis Lynn. We'll talk a little more Padres baseball, get you caught up after the long weekend. That is next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We've saved the last bit of the show for our Linsider, Dennis Lynn. He will join us right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And Frankie is queuing up the open for Dennis. Here it is.
Happy Monday, Padres fans.
Tuesday.
It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Sorry about him, Frankie. He's a bit of a taskmaster when he gets going like
this. It's all right. I just want to get to Dennis, who survived yet another bee invasion at Petco Park yesterday. Glad you made it through, Dennis.
I'm glad all of you made it through.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure.
We were there. We saw it. We escaped with barely escaped with our lives.
It's good to see our beloved Dennis Lynn. He did not jump into the scrum with Jake Cronenworth like you did. We sat back and mocked all of you. me, Dennis, and AJ Cassavell mocked all of you, and they're just
doing,
you know,
our job.
Yeah,
just mocking us, doing being, our job,
just
huh?
Being fine, jackals, fine. And what were you looking for on that pitch and all that stuff?
Did not even ask Jake a question.
Did you not?
Stood there.
You just
no.
stood there?
I just stood
That's
there.
That's even worse, isn't it?
There was no one else, and I needed something. But then Gavin Sheets came out, who was my real target, and then I had to sneak away from Jake so I could talk to my actual person I wanted to talk to, who was Gavin. Dennis, you know how that works.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to give both of you credit for just showing up. I mean,
thank you.
It was a national holiday, and you guys were working hard on an off day. So
that's how we do
you
it,
guys. And I know didn't have a show so yesterday, but still, you guys were at it.
Thanks, D-Lynn. And it was very pleasant. Well, listen, we were up in the broadcast booth saying hi to Jesse and Mud. Looked down, saw you, Darvish, doing some throwing, and he walked it back into the clubhouse. He was wearing his Ben and Wood shirt, which is always a trip to see. I don't think he has any idea who we are. I think it's just a really comfortable shirt, and it is. It's a very comfortable shirt. You can get yours if you Google Ben and Wood's merch. You can find one. We'll have one for you, Dennis, soon. But, you know, with every day that passes, I just get a little bit more nervous that, I don't know, it's going to be a while till we see you, Darvish. I haven't heard any reports on how the throwing session went yesterday. It looked to the naked eye like it went pretty well, but I think all of us are a little bit trepidatious about you, Darvish. Have you heard anything about his potential return that we haven't?
I don't know that I've heard much more than you at this point, but I'm with you, Woodsy. Like, yeah, at this point, you know, he's going to be 39 this summer. He's obviously got a history of injuries. He's got a Tommy John surgery a decade in his past. Just the fact that he had a rehab start about 10, 11 days ago and hasn't gotten off the mound since, that's always concerning. It was a positive sign, I guess, that he was playing catch yesterday, but it wasn't super aggressive catch. It was pretty light. So even if he is fine for now going forward, it's going to take him a while to ramp back up after the time off he's had. But yeah, just at that age and just given his injury history, I think there's you can't really bank on anything at this point. And I think the Padres, if you ask them honestly, they would take what they got last offseason. I know the circumstances are different. Him coming off the restricted list, but you know, he came back in August and then was pretty good down the stretch in September and pitched a couple of great games in the playoffs. So if they could get that at this point, I think honestly they would be pretty happy with that.
Maybe of more immediate concern is the condition of Michael King. We did get a little more updates yesterday, but this isn't exactly a typical pitcher injury. It's at least from my understanding, Dennis. What's your thoughts here on what the Padres have told us and what you're kind of hearing about Michael King and the scapula knot or whatever he's got in his shoulder?
Well, I don't think I have much understanding of it because, as you pointed out, Ben, yeah, it's an unusual injury, especially for a pitcher. I can't remember the last time I heard about a scapula injury sidelining somebody, but that's I guess literally the shoulder blade and the muscle around it. He woke up on it, I guess, Saturday before his scheduled start in Atlanta, feeling a knot in that area, and they try to work it out and get him throwing some plyo balls, and just didn't feel comfortable enough to go. I guess they. If you listen to them, they could have pushed him out there and just decided against it, but then the next day they put him on the IL. So obviously this is a more serious injury than initially believed. They're trying to figure out what exactly it is. We haven't been able to talk to Michael. He hasn't been available the last couple of days, but yeah, he's probably going to be out a little while as they try to figure this out. And they've got Kyle Hart coming up from AAA to start on Wednesday, and they're just going to have to piece it together for now because, yeah, the schedule's about to get really tough, as we've all seen.
You know, and it does make me wonder, Dennis, and again, not to disparage the opponents that are on the schedule this week, but if it did have to happen, this is a decent week for it to happen, taking on the Marlins and the Pirates, two teams with certainly tons of young talent, scrappy in their own ways. But I think, I do wonder if it does have to happen right now where you have to play mix and match, this is a fairly decent week to do it.
I agree. And I actually think it's okay to disparage them just a little bit, maybe. They've got the lowest payroll in the league, the Marlins, that is. So, yeah, if you're looking at a soft landing or a soft re-landing for Kyle Hart, this would be the series to do it. And they've got the Pirates coming up, so I guess they could have done it then. But, this gives Nick Pivetta a little more time to recover after his last start, and aligns him up to face the Dodgers, the start after that. So, yeah, like we were talking about earlier, the schedule's about to get a lot tougher, but, you know, they've really got to make hay this week.
Yeah.
The two teams who are kind of the dregs of the National League.
They do have a pretty talented young left-handed pitcher that we saw last night. Supposedly, he was with the Padres, didn't look like the same guy that we had a discussion earlier, Dennis, about Ryan Weathers' time with the Padres. You covered Ryan Weathers when he was on with the Padres, and why it doesn't work out for some guys in certain organizations. Woodsy said, you know, a wake-up call might have been what he needed with that trade to Miami, but he certainly transformed himself and looks like the real deal now in Miami.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it sounds like he lost about 20 pounds in the offseason. We all saw it last night. He was, like, sitting 97, 98, touching 99. I think he threw the hardest pitch of his career to the Padres. And, yeah, maybe not surprising, a little bit of a revenge game, I guess you could call it. His first I think that was his first time pitching at Petco since 23. I mean, he got traded that summer and then was he was back at Petco, like, next week, pitching for the Marlins against the Padres. So, yeah, he's definitely overhauled a lot of things. I think, you know, the talent's always been there. Obviously, he's got the bloodlines with his dad. And, yeah, the Padres, you could argue, yeah, they rushed him up and they kind of needed it to some extent in the 2020 playoffs. But, yeah, I mean, he's still young, still obviously got a lot of talent. And I think he's overhauled a lot of things, you know, kind of re-examined things. And last couple off seasons, and credit to him. As Manny Machado said last night after the game, hopefully he doesn't look quite as good when they face him in Miami, if they do face him in Miami later this summer. But, yeah, he's definitely transformed himself.
Talking to our pal Dennis Lynn from The Athletic here on Ben and Woods this morning. And speaking of, you know, bloodlines and fathers, Fernando Tatis Jr. remains a concern of most of the Padres fans that I talk to on a daily basis, Dennis. I see on social media, you know, everyone wondering what is wrong with Fernando Tatis Jr. Is it physical? Is it mental? I tend to think that it's probably a mental thing. Physically, he looks like the freak that he is, you know, and still moving around really well in the outfield. You know, the arm looks as electric as it always has. Just seems a little bit lost at the plate. Have you, is he, I don't know, I, you know, you saw it, I show up like twice a year down in the clubhouse. Does he talk to you guys? Would he sit down and address kind of what's going on, or is that just kind of not been his thing?
No, I don't think he's ever going to be the guy to kind of pour out his heart to the media and tell us what's going on in his personal life, if there's stuff going on. And obviously you hope, you know, he's doing okay off the field if, you know, there are things going on. I know, you know, he's obviously working hard on some mechanical things, a lot of tweaking in the box. He's always been a guy who kind of tweaks things when things aren't going right. But you look at his ground ball rate this year, his average launch angle, it's those are both career lows. So he's obviously mechanically searching for it. But, yeah, I mean, everyone sees the body language over the last, you know, few weeks or so. And this is, you know, by some measures, the worst month of his calendar month of his career, just in terms of batting average, on base percentage, slugging, all those numbers. But yeah, I was watching him pretty closely last night, just given what we had kind of, you know, all seen the last couple weeks. And yeah, he was still engaged.
Yeah.
When Manny hit that home run to tie the game, he was the first guy to greet him, and he was seemed pretty enthusiastic about that. But yeah, obviously he's going through it right now, and it's not fun. And you know, he's really hard on himself. So yeah, you kind of wonder if at some point this continues, does Mike Schilt, you know, finally kind of move him out of that leadoff spot, because he's got the ability to energize this entire team, set the tone, as we saw in the first month of the season. He's also got the unwitting ability to kind of, you know, take things down a notch, because he's so, he gets pretty emotional when when he's down on himself. So, he's still only 26, but yeah, I think some of the maturation that you like to see, it's still on the way, you would hope. But yeah, this is just a tough stretch that he's clearly trying to get out of.
Yeah, and you know, nobody likes an 0-for-12. Nobody likes an 0-for-18, and those guys are hard on themselves, and they do take it upon themselves. My thing with these guys is he gets off to such a hot start. Why tinker ever? You know what I mean? Just because, let's say you make some mechanical adjustments, and I got a leg lift, I got a toe tap, whatever it is now, and I start off gangbusters. And then you have maybe one, two bad games in a row. Then they start to tinker with their swings a little bit, and that never works. And then you find yourself searching for it for the next month. And, he has the ability, as you said, to 100% lift this team, carry this team. We've seen him do it. Moving him out of the top, the thing you worry about with that is he going to be upset about it? You know what I mean? But you have to have your best hitter leading off. He gets the most ABs. He's not our best hitter right now.
Right. It's probably a delicate balance yes. to come to the lineup after, he's been there all season at the top. It's not ideal either way. Like, if you leave him there and this continues, it's kind of like, what are you doing? Why aren't you guys making changes?
Right.
And if you, move him out, does that impact his confidence even further? I just think at some point, you've got Luis Urias, who did it all of last season after he joined the Padres and did it pretty well. And Tatis kind of really turned it on in the second half, playing with like 1.5 legs. So if that's the way they go, I understand it. If they keep him there and just kind of hope he digs his way out, I understand that as well. But no easy answers right now.
Last 60 seconds, Dennis, just your network of athletic colleagues that cover every team and national. Any rumors about a left field option for the Padres on the trade market? Because we know AJ is at least looking.
He confirmed that.
Yeah.
With Ben and Woods.
Yeah, they're obviously looking. I think it's been obvious for weeks that they need to find something from outside the organization. All apologies to Kiersey Ellis, who I hope gets another chance at some point. But, yeah, they just really need someone who's maybe a little more proven at the big league level or the higher level. And yeah, I think it's still too early. I mean, Memorial Day just passed to say for sure, who some targets are. But how about the guy last night, Kyle Stowers, yep. A local kid. Went to Christian High School in El Cajon. AJ and Peter Bendix have made trades before, obviously. So that's a guy I would keep an eye on. Maybe he'll be too expensive prospect-wise, but it's Preller, and he seems to pull like prospect capital out of his every single year. So
yep.
We'll see. Well, maybe that's a guy to watch out for.
Dennis, appreciate it as always. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, appreciate brother.
It. Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, our Lynn Signer, brought to you by Hamul Casino. I never totally understood the revenge game. What does Ryan Weathers... What? Because the Padres drafted you in the first round.
No, they traded you.
Believed in him.
F you guys.
Tried to develop into the best pitcher possible.
You traded me. F
Ryan Weathers failed the Padres.
No,
the Padres
that's not
didn't
how you
fail
at
Ryan
no,
Weathers.
No. I mean, you saw his mom's tweets. It was our fault.
And this was the Padres' revenge game against Ryan Weathers.
No.
For, failing
you don't
the Padres.
You don't have a revengeful bone in your body.
I don't.
So you can't even speak on it.
I don't. Stowers would be an interesting option.
Be a great option. Great option. What do they want for him? Probably the moon right now.
I don't know. They got they sent a rise here and paid for his salary last year.
Yeah.
I mean, seems
he's
like a good trade partner.
Not going to make that
that
mistake again.
All right. That is it for us. We'll have Italian Paul, Frankie back for another day tomorrow.
Nice work, by the way. Sorry about him yet screaming at you all morning. I think he did a great job.
Even if he admittedly didn't prepare for his Rindle report, it went fine. So no worries. And we will have 4 more hours with you tomorrow morning for a Wednesday edition of Ben and Woods. That's it for us.
Let's go.
If you missed any of this, though, we're going to the best of replay. Ben and Woods coming up next. Don't go anywhere. For Stephen Woods, for Frank Marchese, I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.